Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
No! It's Vernon VJ Husky in the building, and we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live!
TireRack.com. Will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. We got Eddie House, the NBA champion, at the bottom of the hour. And at the top of the second hour tonight, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, boy, do we have a treat. The one and only undisputed welterweight champion of the world, fresh off his demolition of Errol Spence Jr., Terrence Bud Crawford. So we are excited about that. Also excited that my man VJ Husky is here. What's up, brother?
What's good, CB? I'm chilling, brother. How you doing, man? Always great to be here in the illustrious studios of Fox Sports Radio doing the Odd Couple. How you doing, brother?
I'm outstanding, man.
Awesome.
I'm doing great.
Awesome. Great to
looking
hear.
Looking forward to an excellent show with you.
Yes, sir. Always, man. I think we always have excellent shows together, man. I love
Thank
talking sports
Thank you for joining me.
Yes, sir.
Yes. So let's get this party started. The Odd Couple of crew, of course, is in the house on the ones and twos. That's right. He's here. DJ Alex Tyshirt. I know y'all shocked because I was shocked. Welcome back, man. Good to have you.
Well, CB, you know, TV has changed me, but I'm not below this kind of a stature. So.
Super producer Rob G is out with COVID, believe it or not.
So is he really?
In your prayers, yes. I don't know if I was supposed to say that, but
oh.
Yeah. Keep him in your prayers. And Bo Benson is in for him. Monsi Bolaños on the updates and on social media, our man Elijah Sebunya. All right, DJ, let's get right to it. This has now become, forget news of the day, news of the week. It happened a week or so ago, and we are still talking about it. Sean Payton, of course, went off on Nathaniel Hackett, the offensive coordinator for the New York Jets, who was the head coach briefly before he was mercifully let go last year after, I think, 15 games?
Yeah, and, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah. But now he's, as I said, the OC of the New York Jets, who played Denver in week 5, and Sean Payton said it was one of the worst coaching jobs in the history of the league. Aaron Rodgers pushed back, called Payton insecure, and now Nathaniel Hackett has spoken about it. Yesterday he addressed the media. Here's what he said.
I've been involved in this business my whole life. And as a coach, you know, as a coach's kid, you know, we live in a glass house. We know that. We all live in different rooms. We all got a key for it. And it's one of those things that there's a code, there's a way things are done. It's frustrating and it sucks, but we're all susceptible to it. There are things that you do, mistakes you make, and it costs you time on the field, costs you your job, all those things. And I own all that stuff. It's unfortunate that that had to happen, that the comments that were made. But, hey, they did.
I'll say this, VJ. I don't know if you watched the whole press conference. Nathaniel Hackett really came off as likable to me.
Yeah.
You know, last year, obviously, all you saw was him ducking bullets, and rightly so. It was bad. But this year, he came off well, and this has worked out for him. He's become kind of a sympathetic figure, at least for now. We'll see how this season goes. But overall, give me your thoughts, because we haven't heard from you on what Sean Payton – I mean, we know what he said, but do you think he broke the code? You're hearing a lot about that. He broke the coach's code, criticizing another coach and all of that. What are your thoughts on that and Hackett's response?
I tell you this, Chris. He broke more than the coach's code. There's one thing about me, Chris – that'll get me to not like a guy real fast. And that's guys that break guy code. There's unwritten.
Wow.
Yeah, there's unwritten code. Yeah, there's unwritten guy codes in life among men, right, right-minded men that you follow. People could try to act like it's not there. No, there's guy code out there. And one of them is all our fathers always told us, you don't speak on another man's business. You don't speak on another man's pockets. Those are just some things, man, that's part of the guy code. And the coach code falls underneath that. He went and spoke out on another man's business and spoke out on what was prior to him coming in there. A lot of people try to say it was to try to cover for Russell Wilson. I don't know why you want to do that. He's done, and it'll show again this year. Last year was not a fluke. That kid.
You don't know why you want to do that.
Yeah.
It's called his quarterback. Well, how about that?
Well, it could be his quarterback.
How about he's defending it? Was he supposed to come out and say Russ was horrible? He's one of the worst quarterbacks
in
the league.
Don't say nothing. Just worry about what you're doing now. Why are you speaking on? Well, this is what I'm saying, Chris. Why are you speaking on last year when you got this position? For instance, when you were given the show here, right? You didn't worry about who was in this time slot before you. You didn't worry about what they did before you. You worried about Chris Broussard or Rob Park and the outcome, but what we going to do now? That's how I am. What am I going to do now? I'm not worried about who was sitting in this chair yesterday or when we were on Saturdays, who was sitting here last year before we got our show. I'm worried about now. I ain't speaking on that in the past. That was a mistake of his, and it was shown that he had to come out and apologize for it. He had to come out and have a press conference and say, I still have my Fox hat on and yada, 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 and all this other stuff. No, I didn't like it one bit, and I tore it down from the beginning. Now, on Hackett's side, he was always likable to me, Chris. I was defending him last year. I know things didn't look
good. How you defending him last year?
Because I know Russell Wilson's done. That's how I was defending him last year.
So it was all Russell Wilson.
It wasn't all Russell Wilson, but we know in football, the quarterback gets the glory, the quarterback gets the blame.
And so do the coaches.
Yeah, that comes second, though. But we're nobody trying to blame.
But he made unprecedented mistakes.
First-time head coach is going to make some mistakes, and we get that.
But over and over, have you ever seen one make mistakes like that?
Yeah, Staley for the Chargers.
Nah. He made some mistakes. Keep going for it on fourth down. But
Chargers.
He made unprecedented mistakes.
What
Sean Payton was doing, and I'm not, he went a little far, but he was defending his quarterback. And he went overboard, but it was the right thing to do is defend your quarterback. Now, again, he didn't have to drill Nate Hackett. What he said wasn't I mean, my thing is this. People, the code is fine. But people are acting like he committed some egregious crime. And let's stop it. He didn't commit any egregious crime. Again, went overboard. But everything he said was accurate. And he did make a mistake by putting a target on his team's back. Because now nobody was really expecting much from the Broncos. He also said in that interview that he would be so ticked off if they don't make the playoffs. You know, now all of a sudden people are like, okay, they're expecting some stuff. They're looking at the Broncos now. Not just that week 5 game, but overall this season. And he put everything on Hackett and what went on last year in the building. So if it doesn't go well, people are going to look at Sean Payton. I would say this, though. The Jets and Hackett was likable to me in this press conference. But the Jets, particularly Aaron Rodgers, who I actually think is going to have a good year, they need to, you know, stop with the self-righteous act. Because you're talking about codes, VJ. How many times has Aaron Rodgers broken the code? How many times has he passed the buck on his teammates? How many times has he, you know, put it all on them? You know, rather than taking some of the blame himself like a lot of quarterbacks do. I mean, last year it happened when he said that, you know, a lot of guys making a lot of mental mistakes and they shouldn't be playing as much. Well, his own former teammate who won a Super Bowl with him, Greg Jennings here at Fox Sports, criticized him for that. So my thing is, okay, y'all can call out Sean for what he said and it'll be settled on the field. But the self-righteousness coming out of the Jets, y'all can chill out with that because y'all have broken some codes too, particularly Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I got my opinion about the Jets, too, and we'll get into that a little later in the show with Aaron Rodgers. But back to Peyton and Hackett, I defended Hackett for whatever reason. My reasons are my reasons. But he was likable to me to begin with last year. I don't like firing the coach after 1 year, but they decided to do it. But listen, think about it. Hackett was okay until the fourth down decision on opening Sunday night, I believe it was, or the Monday night game. I'm not sure which game it was, whether it was Sunday night or Monday.
Was that when he went for the
64-yard field goal. And I came on radio and said, hey, listen, if he thought his quarterback had it in him to pick it up, he'd have let his quarterback try to have it in him and pick it up.
Well, I do know that. He even admitted. Didn't he admit it was a mistake?
Of course he had to backtrack, and he was getting killed. Yeah, he did.
He the head coach.
He was getting killed. He was getting killed by all you guys on TV.
Well, of course he was getting killed.
Okay, so that's why
it was a bad move, and he admitted it.
And just like Sean Payton did, Sean Payton was getting killed for this, and what did he do? He went back and apologized. So it's the same thing, Chris.
No, it's the same thing. I'm talking about a strategic move that you defended.
Yeah.
And he admitted it was wrong.
Yeah, I
so how you defending it?
Because
he said it was wrong.
Because he's saying it's wrong after the fact. Hindsight 2020. They make the field goal. Nobody's talking about it. We're not worried about it. It's the fact that misses the field goal is the reason why we want to pick it apart. But
you can say that about anything, man. Any play you can say that about.
Okay. Well, Chris, I can say that nobody in the history of the league
that made a 64-yard field goal.
Hey, ball travels well in Mile High Stadium. We've seen it before.
It was a bad move.
Hackett was always likable to me. I like the fact that he responded. Like I said, I'll dig a little more into how even Aaron Rodgers kind of responded and his whole demeanor and personality with the New York Jets right now. But I like the fact that Hackett went and backed it up and came out and responded to it. You're right. Week 4, we get the game. Players are on the field. There's no excuse. Coaches can't do nothing but coach. The players are the ones that's going to make things happen.
Coaches got something to do with it for sure.
Yeah, I said they coach.
I mean, head coach is huge.
But when that ball kicks off, it's man on man. It's body
it's
on
man
body.
Man on man. But don't think the coaches don't have anything to do with that.
I know
they play a huge part. But I'm with you on that. Like at the end of the day, put on your big boy pants. Oh, he hurt my feelings. Okay, let's settle it on the field.
Yeah.
And we will in week 5. Yep. All right. It is the Odd Couple starting off hot. Chris Broussard, Vernon VJ Husky is in for Rob Parker. We want to take your calls. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Nat Hackett, or as Rob calls him, Nat Can't Hackett, responds to Sean Payton. What are your thoughts? iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the iCouple. Chris Broussard, VJ Husky's in for Rob Parker. It, of course, is a Worship Wednesday, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. You should see VJ worshiping in the studio. We are brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protections in one place. So bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Nat Hackett pushes back on Sean Payton. Your thoughts?
All right, Chris, so what we do, we'll go to the call line right now to the Bluegrass State. Let's start there with Marty. Marty, you're live right now on Fox Sports Radio on the iCouple. Chris Broussard, VJ Vernon Husky, the Big Vanilla filling in for Rob Parker. Talk to us, buddy, about Hackett. What was your thoughts on his comeback to Sean Payton and Sean Payton shooting off?
Well, the first thing I'll do is I'll point out the situation Chris went through himself, and I'd like to hear back from him when I'm finished, but it was just a few years back that an elite star in the NBA had a little bit of a feud with Chris, accusing Chris of lying. And I know Chris is an honest man, and I trust him, but Chris would not reveal his sources, and Chris would not break the code that you don't break because he's an honorable man. So I'm going to use Chris's own situation, Chris, today. Now, am I wrong, Chris? Did you not stay within the code?
Was that Kevin Durant?
It was.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, and you stayed within the code, and I think that Sean Payton broke the code, and he's no one to be pointing a finger because he had Bounty Gate, and I don't remember
right.
One.
That's breaking the code. About.
And to mention fingers, the biggest problem the biggest problem in Denver last year, I'm not going to say the coach was great, But Russell Wilson fell off because that mallet finger he got two pins in that finger. That is not a common injury for a quarterback, especially in their throwing hand. A lot of offensive linemen get that, and they'll tell you, you're numb from that point up. And he got two pins in that finger, the middle finger, the last finger that touches the ball when you release it. His control has been affected, and if he ever rebounds from it, I'll be surprised. I was a huge fan of his. I thought he was great. I thought he was just as big a part of the Seahawks' success as the Legion of Boom, but he's not who he used to be, and recovering from that mallet finger surgery might be more than any quarterback can overcome.
Yeah, look, my situation with Kevin Durant, to me, that's completely different. That was sources, revealing sources or something like that. That's different than – I'm not saying what Peyton did was great. I'm just saying I think he was defending his quarterback and he went too far. And then I'm saying – so they can push back. I got no problem with Nate Hackett – and even Rodgers pushing back, but I got to let Rodgers know he's broken some codes himself. That's all I'm saying.
Jared still.
Oh, I don't like Aaron Rodgers too much either.
And I'm actually looking for good things from Rodgers this year. We'll get into that in a little while.
Jared Stidham will be starting by week 11. Russell Wilson will be benched. Just mark that. Mark that down. All right, so we'll move on to MJ and not New Orleans. They call it Nollins. They say Nollins down there. MJ in New Orleans, man. You're live right now on the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, VJ Vernon Husky, Big Vanilla Funny. Talk to us about Hackett, man. Foul or fair? You like the way he defends himself? Sean Payton, what you got for us, brother?
We got two other Los Angeles, Louisiana guys up in the house tonight today, right?
I'm from Louisiana, but nah, VJ.
Nah, I'm from the DMV, baby.
Right.
Okay. All right.
But I love Nollins.
You thought he was Creole or something?
I can pass for it.
Chris, I know you're from Baton Rouge, but yeah, I thought he was also. But look, you keep it short and simple. Let's keep it 1,000. Nathaniel, Buddy Hackett, as I call him, was hired to try to lure Aaron away from the Green Bay meat factory. John Payton also pointed out that Broncos GM, George Patton, and those and even higher of the team's executive office with the same brush on the subject of being a 2022 season an abject disaster. With his Fox analyst hat on or off, it was exactly what sports shows like this needed during the baseball months. And I also remember Buddy Ryan and Kevin Gilbert. Come on, man.
All right. MJ from Nollins.
MJ from Nollins.
Doing his thing.
Yeah. And we got one more, man. Kevin from Michigan, which we both, Chris and I, are familiar with. Beautiful daughters went to Michigan. I'm a big lifelong Michigan Wolverine football fan. You're live right now on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, VJ Vernon Husky, Chris Broussard, Nathaniel Hackett, Sean Payton, go.
Of course he broke the code. I mean, Sean Payton is the most arrogant and as cocky as they come. This guy's done nothing but won one Super Bowl since 2010. He always thinks he's the smartest guy in the room. Hmm. What's it to you what this guy done in the past? You're the current coach. Why does he even have that man's name in his mouth at all? You're the current coach. Get on your job. Just the fact that he's mentioning another guy who didn't do a good job, that's whack to me. That's super corny. Yeah, he broke the code, man. He didn't have to mention this guy's name at all. This guy won Super Bowl since 2000.
I don't think he did mention his name. Did he? I don't think he did
mention his name. Yeah, he mentioned his name. Yeah, he mentioned his name.
He just said it was one of the worst coaching jobs. I mean, he was talking about him clearly. But I don't know if he said his name.
Man, he broke the code to the fullest, and he's super overrated. This guy thinks he's so smart. You better believe if they lose games, he's gonna blame Russell Wilson. I know Russell Wilson ain't at his best right now. He ain't been as great as he used to be, but he's gonna blame Russell Wilson just as much as he's taking up for him. Let him start losing games. He's gonna blame.
Nah,
Russell
he probably
Wilson.
Will. But he put unwittingly. I think he put the focus now on the Denver Broncos. Because there were a few people expecting something from them, but for the most part, they were off the radar. People thought they'd be better. He said, we should make the playoffs. Hamler they let go, but they got Tim Patrick out for the year. So, and he's supposed to be the quarterback whisperer, so we're going to see what he can do with Wilson.
Chris, why even speak on another man's name, though? You're the current
He
coach.
Didn't say his name, I don't believe.
But speaking on the job before.
Man, look, it's fine. I get it. He went a little too far. But y'all, come on, man.
He broke the code. That's a serious offense, breaking the code. And if man, I could really quick it. To Kevin, as far
as... We got people, as, all types of people breaking code.
To Kevin, as far as...
the President of the United States breaking code.
As far as Kevin was saying about Sean Payton, I agree with you. Super Bowl in 2019. And if you remember that game, Porter with the pick six. Peyton Manning's driving in that game. And I think the whole world feels Peyton Manning is going to go score, doesn't read the right route, throws the pick six, fine, they win the Super Bowl. But Sean Payton also has in there 3-7-9 straight seasons with a Hall of Fame quarterback and Bounty Gate. And I agree with him 100%. This guy does have this arrogant feel about him. He was sitting on Colin's couch last year, and we all thought the Chargers' job was there for him. He thought the Chargers' job was there for him because everybody thought Staley was going to get fired. And when it didn't happen for him, the Denver move, Chris, felt like the desperation, okay, I want to get back to coaching, I'll take this. Let's also remember, he wasn't Denver's first choice. They wanted D'Amico Ryans first. He wasn't even there first choice, and they didn't even fit nothing on his list he said he was looking for.
Right,
year-round weather, golf year-round, young quarterback to mold. That, none of that's in Denver. So it felt like this situation started off like, I'll take this job.
If he fails in Denver, he gonna get nailed.
Yes.
There's no doubt, especially after these comments.
Yep.
There's no doubt about that. All right, Eddie House is around the corner, but first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest has theme music. He is an NBA champion, three-point sharp shooter, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, our man Eddie House. Eddie, what's up, man?
What's happening? What's going down, guys?
We are good. And look, we know you love baseball, so let's start there. Do you think the Los Angeles Angels did the right thing by keeping Shohei Ohtani instead of trading?
I think for this reason, you have a chance to make the playoffs. It looks like you get it. You have a chance to get there. It would be look like you're giving up on everything. You got one of the best players ever, if not the best player ever. And when you look at it, it's like, okay, so We have a chance to make the playoffs. We haven't done it in a while. We have the best player. We can maximize our opportunity right now. He might like it there. And if they can sell that, then they might be able to keep him. But you just can't give up on that. Otherwise, it looks bad to your fans. You just start looking like an owner that only cares about turning over a dollar.
Ooh. Eddie House, my man VJ Vernon Husky here. Great to be talking to you again, brother. How you doing?
What's up? How you doing?
Nothing. Before I ask my question, I got one question for you. You still got the fresh 360 waves? Because you had the best waves in like the NBA for like 25 years. You still rock the fresh 360 waves? You still got a do-rag?
Hey, they not as deep as they used to be.
Okay.
They
was wavy.
They not waves. As deep as they used to be.
Yeah, they was wavy back in the day. Everybody wanted the Eddie House waves with the Rod Strickland lineup. All right, man, let's jump over to NBA. We all know about what's going on with the Portland Trailblazers and Dame, but there's an angle there I want to go ahead and ask you about. They can get this move and get some young pieces. What does this do for a guy like Chauncey Billups, who's the coach there, who we know can play ball, we know he knows the game of basketball, but if he can get past this whole Dame thing, get some young pieces that he can really nurture and coach and grow and state himself as a legit NBA head coach in there, man. Just your thoughts on just what this could do for Chauncey once they move past all of this.
Well, I think it could do – it's twofold with this. One way you could look at it is like, yeah, it could show that Chauncey could coach, he could galvanize guys, he could develop guys.
Yes.
Right? But if they don't have the right guys that don't get developed because of just whatever they're on, then it's going to fall back on Chauncey. So it's a double-edged sword. I think you always want – especially as a young coach, you always want to come to a situation where at least you have a superstar – you can always rely on, and it's not always young players, because young players going to bump their head, they're going to make mistakes, and they're going to have to eventually figure it out. But when you have a star out there, he can also be an extension of you out on the court, extension of your mindset, your philosophies, the way how you believe, also helping these young guys become pros because he's already one, you know, as far as a star player. So it's a double-edged sword, man. Coming in as a young coach, I would think, you would want to have a superstar. You don't want to start from scratch with a bunch of young players. We've seen how that story goes all over this league for years.
We all been waiting for Damian Lillard to be traded, speaking of the Blazers. And it still seems like he's going to end up in Miami sooner or later. If he goes there and they keep Bam and Jimmy Butler, of course, say they give up Tyler Hero and some other young players and picks, How good do you think they will be? Will they be the favorite in the Eastern Conference?
A favorite, I would say, if you look at their talent and you go just by saying, okay, look at their roster, look at their coaching, look in the culture, look at the front office, look at everything that the Miami Heat organization is about, you would say, yeah. But then there's other teams that are really, really good in the East as well, that when you start looking man for man and the same thing across the board, as opposed, the only thing you're not going to get the experience of a front office guy or an Eric Spoelstra, but up and young coming coaches who are putting their team in position to succeed. But I would give the edge to them because, you know, that's a lot of heat over there. And they all three play in different ways. And to me, that's when the big three works the best, is when they all bring different skill sets to the table and can maximize what each other can do.
Well, Eddie, let's stay in the Eastern Conference, man. I want to go to the Boston Celtics because I've been scratching my head with their offseason moves. Didn't like the Smart for Porzingis trade. You let Grant Williams go. He was the only one that had the grapefruits to get in Jimmy Butler's face and go forehead to forehead, which I love to see from the old days of being competitive in the NBA. And then Jaylen Brown gets the big deal. I'm not mad at the deal. I want the brother to get his money. But I'm looking at Boston, and I'm just scratching my head going, okay, you traded the heart and physicality for your team for Porzingis, and you gave a guy who can't go get you a bucket late in the playoffs this massive contract. Am I wrong here? Am I seeing something? Or is there a little crack or there's a little desperation, it looks like, Boston's employing here to try to get that championship?
No, I think they're looking for a two-year run. They got a two-year run before all the money starts coming together, and you look at those contracts, and it'll be virtually impossible to have all of that rocking together. But for 2 years, they can piece together a team with the great core. And it's funny that you say that Jaylen Brown can't get a basket late in any game or in a playoff game when this guy is an all NBA player. That's a hard pill to swallow to say that about somebody who's an all NBA player. He can go get a bucket whenever he wants to. It just be sometimes it's your night, sometimes it's not, and sometimes teams are just better than y'all, you know, and that happens. But I think they'll be fine. I think they're headed in a great direction. They're looking. They have youth. So think about how young Porzingis is. He's in his prime. Jaylen Brown's in his prime. Jason Tatum in his prime.
Eddie, they're going offense. Remember, obviously, under Ime Udoka, it was more defense.
Yeah.
Now, under Mazzulla, it's clearly more offense. They'll still be good defensively, but they're going more in the offensive first direction. Do you like that change of philosophy?
Well, I don't really believe that that's the case, because we act like Porzingis is not a decent rim protector at 7 feet. You know, we're acting like Rob Williams is not going to have a full summer to get healthy and he could protect the rim. This team is going to be a whole lot different from what people think that they're supposed to be, because they do have offensive weapons. So that's the cat that's in the bag, right? Is they're going to play a lot better defense than what people are expecting them to play. I think they're going to play a different style than what people are expecting them to play. You look at the hires they have on the staff with Sam Cassell. He's going to be able to teach. You know how good Sam was on the post?
Absolutely.
And working the mid-range, that's going to be able to be passed down to these guys. And if they are receptive and willing to accept that, and also the whole staff understanding that at times you don't have to try to shoot every three, that you've got guys that have experience, that have advantages height-wise and athleticism. You know, you can go to the block and get some ISO. So I think they're going to be fine. I think that the Boston Celtics will be fine, and they'll be one of those teams that are competing to come out of the East for sure.
All right. Quickly before you go, we got Terrence Bud Crawford coming up in the next hour. Man, did you see that coming?
Hey, no. I don't think anybody did. I don't think anybody's seen that coming. Bud Crawford, shout out to him. Hey, by far, the best performance against in a big fight that I've seen. Dominated.
Yeah, that was incredible.
Start to finish. Hand speed, power, elusiveness, defense, footwork, skill. Shout out to Bud Crawford, man, the champ out there. He did a fantastic job, went out there. And I don't even know. It don't matter. I don't think it don't matter what weight they go meet at, and it don't matter what planet or wherever they fight at, Bud Crawford got him.
In the backyard, wherever, huh? I mean, they really – Spence needs to go beat up a few other people first in my book, you know, get his confidence back, because if they fight again right away, it's going to be the same either way.
He tried that after the car accident.
If he come back in December.
Hey, so don't even wait. You might as well do it right away. Go ahead, go ahead, get that ass whipping over with.
Yep.
That's how I used to like to do it. I got suspended from school. I came home. Let me hurry up and get it over with. I don't want to wait all day.
That is our man, Eddie House. Good stuff as always, brother. Thank you.
Thanks, Eddie.
All right, y'all take care, brothers.
God bless.
All right. Is there already another Patrick Mahomes? We'll get to that next. Ah, couple. Chris and VJ, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. At the end of your first year, Discover Credit Cards automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned is doubled. Seriously. See terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. All right, VJ, let's go to college football just for a moment.
Yes, sir.
And the great USC quarterback, Caleb Williams, who is fantastic. I'd be surprised if you don't think so yourself. Heisman Trophy winner. But now he is being, some are calling him Patrick Mahomes 2.0. And you know, look, I don't, and my buddy on First Things First, Nick Wright, one of my co-hosts with Kevin Wiles, he loves Mahomes and he's from Kansas City and he's calling Caleb 2.0, Patrick Mahomes 2.0. And I had to remind him, I said, you know, that I know you don't mean it this way, but 2.0 means better.
Yep.
Right? A Michael Jordan 2.0 would be somebody who's like Jordan, but better.
Yeah.
And so I had to, like, chill with that. You could say he reminds you. I just think quickly, and I love, like I said, I think he's phenomenal, Caleb Williams, and he may end up being special. But I think right now that's too much to put. That's just adding pressure. And I like the way he handled it, saying, look, he's won two Super Bowls. I haven't even won a national championship yet. So I'm just the first Caleb Williams. And so, but putting those type of accolades on him is almost like what people are doing with Wembanyama. And, you know, they saying he's the best prospect ever. It's like, man, well, what's he got to do to live up to this? And I just think let's let Caleb do his thing before saying already. Because I think, VJ, Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback ever. Now, he's not the GOAT. He's going to have to win a lot more before he can get in that discussion with Brady.
Okay.
But I think he's the best quarterback ever. And so to put Caleb Williams already in that class is just too much too soon.
I agree with you. Well, to answer your first point, no, I'm a big fan, so no, we're not going to disagree there. I love the 4,500, 42 touchdowns, 5 interceptions last year. Very productive, you know, almost 40 points a game for SC. And then plus, he's a DMV boy. He played at Gonzaga, came out of WCAC, which is the second best high school conference in football other than the Trinity League, which is out here in Southern California. So I'm a big Caleb Williams guy. I think he has the goods to be a great NFL player. Now, it's going to depend on where he gets drafted to, what type of head coach he has, what type of front office, what type of ownership is there? Is it steady ownership? Is it, you know, who knows who's going to end up trying to tank for him this year? So a lot plays into that. But as far as him being compared to Pat Mahomes, I'm with you. Let's let the kid be a college player for right now. We don't have to try to compare him to any NFL guy just yet. Let's let him see if he can win a Pac-12 championship game and get to a playoff. And let's see if he can get to a playoff and win a semifinal game. And then let's see if he can get to a national championship game and win that game. That's 4 games that he would have to go win that he hadn't done yet before we start calling him Pat Mahomes. What happens, Chris, is we watch a lot of highlights and a lot of scrolling on social media and a lot of clips, and we watch somebody do something, and we go, wow, he looks like such and such. He looks like such and such. And most of the people, I'm not saying your co-host, but a lot of people who say things like this probably don't even watch, you know, 5 USC games. They just watch the highlights. They hear about him, and I don't even think he's Patrick Mahomes. He's a different type of guy. He's a different type of quarterback. And I want to keep it there with him. I want to give him that love and that respect. Let's let Caleb Williams be Caleb Williams.
Yeah, and to your point, look, he's going to go to a bad team.
Yeah, it's a horrible team.
You know, we know that. Yep. And if it's the wrong situation, if he doesn't have the right coach, I mean, I'm not saying his greatness can't help him overcome some obstacles. Heck, we saw Trevor Lawrence going to a bad situation and look miserable.
Miserable.
And I don't mean his countenance. I mean his play looked miserable in that first year. And then last year you saw him start to kind of come into his own. And look, as great as Mahomes is, and he's awesome, as I said, I think he's the best ever. But he went into a good situation.
Big Red.
Not only because, you know, you can argue, did he have to sit that first year or whatever, but just being with Andy Reid.
Yes.
You know, that, I mean, Andy Reid is a great quarterbacks coach, great coach overall, especially offensively. And so that's kind of what you're talking about. Hopefully, Williams can get into something close to that.
No.
But being drafted number one as he's likely to be, it could be a bad situation. But, hey, if you that, Burrow, remember, they thought Burrow shouldn't even go to the Bengals. And he turned them around. So
true, but they we'll also see, have a good, good head coach off of a great head coaching tree there in Cincinnati. And Mahomes' situation is so different because remember the Chiefs trade up to get him. They move up to take Pat Mahomes because Pat Mahomes was, you know, they were a good team. He got with Andy Reid. There's not unless a team trades up to number one like the Carolina Panthers did. Remember, the Panthers didn't originally have the number one overall pick. That belonged to the Chicago Bears. But the Panthers didn't go up and get Bryce Young. They have a top 5 rushing offense in the league right now. They have a decent defense, so he's not in a bad situation. It's okay. He can make it better.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and VJ, 2 hours left. Y'all know what to do. Lock it!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.